That's right. It's a beautiful January afternoon here at Tom Green Headquarters TGHQ for the Week 18 edition of the Tom Green Podcast. So, of course, the Detroit Lions. Usually, we talk about just them and then we go to the pick-ems. But this week is actually a bit of a different week. It's going to be more of a glorified pick-em week. Because the last week of pick-ems and, of course, the Detroit Lions are eliminated from playoff contention and are guaranteed a top two pick, whereas the Green Bay Packers have already clinched the number one seed. So with all that in mind, I felt there was no need to do a full-on Detroit Lions preview this week. Rather, do all Week 18 games and, due to my picks, see who, in fact, will make the playoffs. So actually, let's pull up the NFL playoff machine right now and start looking at that. So, but our first matchup of this week for Week 18, Chiefs-Broncos. So, like I said, glorified pick'em week. All 16 games are on the pick'ems for this week, so be sure to cast your pick and hopefully win the $25 prize at the end of this season. So, first pick, Kansas City and Denver. 4:30 on Saturday. Kansas City is an 11-point favorite. Right now the matchup is 64.9 versus 34.8 to Kansas City. The spread is 11 to Kansas City. The money line is minus 550 versus plus 400. The over-under is 45. Denver absolutely needs this game if they want any shot at the playoffs, but I just really do not see it happening. Kansas City wants that number one seed. I think Denver wants the playoffs. What team wouldn't want the playoffs? I think Denver does want the playoffs, but I think Kansas City wants the number one seed just a little bit more. Even though it is at Mile High Stadium, I got to take the Kansas City Chiefs in a matchup, an AFC Western Division matchup that Kansas City absolutely needs, and I think they absolutely will get. Kansas City 31, Denver 17. Kansas City covers the 11-point spread, something that they really haven't been all that good at doing in the past season, really. The past couple of seasons, actually, they haven't been all that good. Almost like our Michigan Wolverines, they have been good at the money line, not so good against the spread. So give me the Chiefs and the cover in that one. Cowboys and Eagles. Dallas is a 4-point favorite Saturday at 8:15. Matchup is 56.5 versus 43.1% to Dallas. Dallas is a 4-point favorite. The money line is minus 210 versus plus 175. The over-under is 43.5. In this one, in the first matchup on Monday night, we saw Philly get absolutely obliterated by the Dallas Cowboys, but in this instance, both teams have already locked up a playoff spot. So really, this game is more of for seeding. If Philly wants that sixth seed, they will need this game. If Dallas wants a potential three seed, they need this game. It's in Philly. Mind says Philly, honestly. It's a hard one because of how the first matchup turned out. But I actually think Philly wins this game because they have the momentum going right now. Yes, Dallas has won the NFC East, something that we, frankly, a lot of us have been very surprised by. Maybe not so much down in the state of Texas, but I have always said that this was Dallas's division to lose, and they will lose it. Well, guess what? They didn't lose it this time. Dallas loses this game, but continues on to win the division. Next on our plate, Bengals-Browns. Cleveland is a 6-point favorite. We're on to Sunday's games. Matchup is 54.9 versus 44.8 to Cleveland. 6-point favorite Cleveland is minus 270 versus plus 220 on the money line. The over-under is 38. This one is another matchup of already decided fates. Cincinnati needs this for seeding. I like Cincinnati in this game. Because the Browns right now, Baker Mayfield is a bit of a shell of himself right now. And it's not necessarily all Baker Mayfield's fault. It's just the Browns kind of are still the Browns right now. They're just a better than 2013 through 2017 version of them. Give me the Bengals in this game, and I think that it helps towards their seeding, but it probably won't help. Well, it won't help the Browns especially, but it may not help them as much as they think it does. Green Bay and Detroit, like we'd said, don't need to really preview this one. I will take the Packers just because they are intending on playing their first string guys for some time in this game. Chicago and Minnesota. Minnesota's a 5.5-point favorite. 67.4 to Minnesota versus 32.4 to Chicago. 5.5 points, -240 versus +200. The over-under is 44. This one is another matchup of already eliminated teams, so we don't need to really spend too much time on this game. It looks like Matt Nagy is going to get fired after this season, so watch for that. We have heard reports that this is going to be his last game. If so, I think the Bears come out on top, because I do think that Matt Nagy is a good guy, and I think that he is a well-intended coach. They just never recovered from the double doink in 2018. They really never did. And unfortunately, now it has costed Matt Nagy his job. Bears win this game and get rid of Matt Nagy afterwards. Next up is Washington and the Giants. Washington is a 7-point favorite. Both teams, again, already eliminated from the postseason. The spread is -7 to Washington, -320 on the money line, +250 to the Giants. The over-under is 38. I will take Washington in this game. It was a huge mistake that the Giants took the photo on the boat in Florida after going 11-5. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Finally, we hit a big game, Colts and Jags. The Colts are a 15-point favorite. 79.1% to 20.8% is the line right now to the Colts. The line is, of course, -15. -1100 on the money line, +700 to the Jags. The over-under is 44. Do we want things to get interesting towards the 425 and night slate? Hell yes. Will they? Most likely hell no. Because the Jags right now, they do have nothing to play for, but they also don't want to, they don't want to take too much pride with that number one pick because, well, who wants to take pride with them being the worst team ever, the worst team in football? Give me the Colts in this game, but I don't necessarily think they cover that 15-point spread. Give me the Jags in the spread, the Colts on the money line. Steelers and Ravens, this one's another huge one. Because I had put that the Colts were going to win, the Steelers aren't going to make the playoffs. Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite. I clicked on the wrong game there. 58.4 to 41.2% to Baltimore. 3.5-point favorite. The money line spread is -190 to the Ravens, +160 to Pittsburgh. The over-under is 41. Now, this has been Big Ben's potential last game. We already had his last game in Pittsburgh. A lot of us want to see Pittsburgh in the playoffs, except for those in the AFC North, of course. But because the Colts have already won, I don't think it happens. I actually think the Ravens might have actually a better spot at making the playoffs in this situation. Give me the Ravens in this game. 3.5. I'll go ahead and take them ATS as well. Titans and Texans. The Texans have nothing to play for. The Titans need this game for the number one seed. 74.3% to 25.5% for the Titans. The spread is -10, -550 on the money line to Tennessee, +400 to the Texans. The over-under is 42.5. It's in Houston. I think Houston will give them trouble, and it might not be the greatest idea to play Derrick Henry in this game because of that, but I do think Tennessee escapes with the victory and gets that number one seed that they ultimately need if they want a chance at beating Kansas City. Give me Tennessee in that game. We are now at the 425 slot and just a few games to go. Saints and Falcons, a matchup of, well, Actually, not all eliminated teams, because the Saints are still in this for the running. 62.3% to the Saints, 37.4% to the Falcons. It is a 3.5-point favorite to the Saints, minus 190 on the money line, plus 160 to the Falcons. Eventually, someone's got to screw this up, because they picked all favorites. Let's be honest here. We picked all favorites going into the 425, but here's where I go kind of funky. And I'm going to go ahead and pick the Falcons here, because one of these things are not like the other. All right, fine, I picked the Bears over Minnesota, but who cares at this point? Give me the Falcons in this game, because one of these playoff matchups has got to get screwed up somehow. That's just how the NFL works any given Sunday. Jets and Bills. The Bills are a 16-point favorite. 92.4%. So really, it's more of an against-the-spread thing, especially because it is in Buffalo. 16-point favorite, minus 1,400 on the money line, plus 800 to the Jets. Over-under is 40.5. It's at Ralph Wilson Stadium. It's a new era field. I don't care. It's still Ralph Wilson Stadium. Give me the Bills in that game. No way the Jets win in Buffalo. Niners and Rams. That one's a huge one for playoff and seeding implications. The Niners have beaten the Rams the last five times. The Rams have not, or Matthew Stafford, I believe, has not beaten the 49ers. No, they beat them once, I believe, in his. No, I'm. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but I do not believe Matthew Stafford has beaten the 49ers in his career. That's a problem. The Rams are a 4.5-point favorite, minus 220 on the money line, plus 180 to the Niners. Over-under is 44.5. The Rams may be in the playoffs, but you have to treat this like it is a playoff game. And the reason is, if you allow the Niners to get into the playoffs, you potentially have to face the Niners again. Do we want that or don't we? Rams fans don't want that. So let's say they beat the Niners. Right now, the Niners remain in. If the Niners win, they would still play one another as 3-6. We'll do the other games, and right now I'm going to have the Rams winning this game because I think Matthew Stafford needs us more than perhaps a playoff game. Patriots and Dolphins. This, I think, was going to be the Sunday night game had it not been for the Dolphins losing to Tennessee. It's about two-thirds, one-third on the percent spread. 6-point favorite to New England, minus 280 on the money line, plus 230 to Miami. The over-under is 40. I'm going to take the Patriots in this one because now the Dolphins have nothing to play for. Seahawks and Cardinals. The script has been flipped in this game, 1,000%. Usually it's the Seahawks that are looking for some type of seed or advantage. Neither is the case in this one. The Cardinals are the ones that are really looking for seed or advantage. The Cardinals are 11-5. Sorry for the little delay there. That's about two-thirds, one-third on the percent line as well. Kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. The Cardinals are 6.5-point favorites, minus 290 on the money line to plus 235. The over-under is 48. The Cardinals need this more. I think the Cardinals get it. They absolutely needed a victory in Dallas just last week, and they got it. If they wouldn't have gotten that game, then you're looking at a team that's discreetly backing into the playoffs and perhaps losing their first playoff game outright. And really, you would have to question perhaps Cliff Kingsbury himself. So, if per se the Cardinals win and the Rams lose, the Cardinals win the division. They would be the 3 seed playing San Francisco. Right now, as it stands, they would be the 5th seed. And having to go on the road and face Dallas. As it stands now, what I have here. 2 games to go, Panthers and Bucks. Tampa Bay is an 8-point favorite. I don't see how they slip up here. Give me the Bucks. Chargers, Raiders. This one's a big one. And that's saying it lightly. Chargers 58.3% favorites right now on the percent spread, 41.4 to the Raiders. 3-point favorites minus 160 on the money line, plus 140 to the Raiders. The over-under is 50. Best bet here, I believe, is the over. And because I think the Raiders have more to play for than the Chargers, just personal opinion, I think the Raiders are going to win this game and make the playoffs as a result. So the big mitigating factor here is Rams and Niners. I think the Rams beat the Niners, but it might actually benefit them more if the Rams lost to the Niners. Because if they did, you would see they would be going on the road as the 5 seed, but they would not be facing San Francisco again. Would you want to face San Francisco again? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, I guess. But you don't try to lose, unless, of course, you're gunning for that number one draft pick. So right now I'm picking the Rams, and those are going to be my picks. And as far as picks go, excuse the phone call there for a second. I have Tennessee as my number one seed in the AFC. Number two, Kansas City. Number three, Cincinnati. Number four, Buffalo. Number five, New England. Number six, the Raiders. Number seven, the Colts. Kansas City facing the Colts, Cincy facing the Raiders, Buffalo facing New England. In the NFC, first seed is Green Bay, they get the bye. Second seed, the Rams. Third seed, the Bucks. Fourth seed, Dallas. Fifth seed, Arizona. Sixth seed, Philly. Seventh seed, San Francisco. The Rams would be playing the Niners once again. The Bucks would be facing Philly. And the Cowboys would be facing Arizona again. Would they get revenge? We shall see. But that's how I've got this lineup. So your pick'ems are basically what I had said. It's a glorified pick'em show. Enjoy week 18, and we'll be back with you for some playoff discussion next week.